Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
How are you, Disco?
I'm very well, thanks, guys. Wish I had a bit on the winner, but I'll stand by for race three.
All right. Now, we've got the million-dollar chase champ Good on Tirana lining up in the Melbourne Cup heats tomorrow night.
Yeah, go you, good thing, cos the millionaire chaser is going to jump from box 8 in heat 4, which is race number 6 on the card tomorrow night, and is the $3.80 tab second favourite behind Who Told Stevie, which is $2.50 from box 5. Good on Tirana's trainer Frank Hurst is our guest today. Frank, good morning. First up, your thoughts on drawing the pink.
Mate, someone's got to get it, I suppose, mate. But I'd rather have the one. You know, like he handles the 8 good. There's no disputing that. But against these quality dogs, mate, it's near impossible to get across from the outside. You know, well, so all the big races are won out at 1, 2, or 3. I've sort of said it before. We won the million-dollar chase offer too. Everyone said he needed the 8. I thought, well, if he gets the 8 in the final, he's got a hope in hell. And luckily, he drew the 2 and he got the cash, mate. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a look at it. He's had 6 starts from the 8 and banked the check on 5 occasions. And Frank, Good on Tirana had his first start at Sandown last Thursday, running 3rd in the Sandown shootout. He cocked 29-45, which is a good time for his first look at the joint, and I'm sure he will have benefited from that.
Oh, absolutely, mate. You know, like, he raced the best dog in Melbourne, Hooked on Scotch, probably, and he was Hooked on Scotch when he, being new to the track, he got a little bit wide going into the first turn. Hooked on Scotch got under him and got the run, and he also got a little check on the way through, you know. So, I went there. If he hadn't run 29.4, I'd have brought him home. Okay. Because if I took him there and he didn't trial 29.4, I wouldn't have been happy. So, we're happy with the dog's progress, mate. The dog is going as good as ever. And he's just not having any luck down there, mate. No luck with the box draw, no luck in the run, you know. So, things might change.
Yeah, the old visitor's draw, okay. Well, in his Melbourne Cup heat tomorrow night, Frank, Who Told Stevie is the favourite in 5. Look, that dog's a quick beginner. You've got King Colt in the 7 drawn underneath your dog, and King Colt can be hit and miss at box rise and does like to rail. So when you look at it on paper, you could get that early space, and we know what a good beginner Good Odds Harada is. So you might get a good card into it. You might be eyeballing the 5 into that first turn.
Well, I'd like to think so, Dave. I hope you're a good judge, mate. I hope you're doing the form good. That's what we're looking for, being able to get across and get in a posse, you know. We don't sort of need to lead to win, but we'd still like to be up close.
Yeah, I just love him, Frank, and he's such a ripper out of the boxes. So let's just hope he can go bang and run in the low 5 seconds to that first split. Away he goes, and has he had much routine in the week since his run last Thursday at in the Sandown shootout? Have you done a lot with him, Frank?
Not a lot, mate. No, he's been racing 500, in quality fields and, sort of their run and time. And he's just had a 400-metre free gallop this week. That's all he sort of needs, we're happy with his progress, mate, Like, even after the run in the shootout, Jason Thompson said, mate, he said, that dog will come back and run 29-1 here, And he's,
Okay.
Probably the best trainer in Melbourne. So, I take a bit of listening to.
Well, let's hope he does. And, Frank, I was privileged to be a part of the television coverage of the TAB Million Dollar Chase, and I spoke to you immediately after Good Odds Harada's victory, and I don't really have to ask you if you've come back down to earth yet because your feet are always on the ground, but you still must be buzzing from it.
Mate, it's a big thrill everywhere I go, people know the dog, people know me, probably not, but, not a lot's changed, Dave. We're still doing what we were doing, and we haven't got the money yet, mate. When you see all them noughts in your bank account, I'll probably get a bit excited and, you know, throw my arms up in the air again. But so far, it hasn't happened.
we'll wait. It will happen, Frank. It will happen. I tell you, it's a long way from your days in Granville in Sydney's western suburbs when you used to slip dogs up the straight at Rose Hill Racecourse.
That is a long time, and it's a long time ago too. A long way and a long time, mate. Yeah.
And Frank, when I was on holidays, I saw a clip of you on Sports Sunday on Channel 9. That was 2 days after the TAB Million Dollar Chase, and you look pretty smooth. Have you got yourself an agent yet?
Well, you know, I've had a few offers, mate, but they don't want too much commission. You know?
Well, you can't go on Married at First Sight because you're married. They might stick you on Survivor or something. I reckon you'd win it.
I don't know about that, mate. Yeah. I need the big foam mattress, mate, not a few twigs to lay on.
Now, Frank, as the great Paul Ambrosoli used to say, all things being equal, if Good Odds Harada wins his heat at Sandown tomorrow night and makes it to the TAB Melbourne Cup final, he'll be one win from $1.5 million in prize money. Top of the pops.
Yeah, that'd be great, mate. You know, that would be a great thrill. You know, leaving the money aside, mate, it's just, you know, be a great thrill to have the, you know, the dog that's won the most prize money virtually in the world. You know. I don't think any dog overseas has won anything like what he's won already, you know. And there's not too many dogs in New South Wales that have won it either. I know he got it in one go, but, you know, they all had their chance and he won the race, mate. So.
Yep. Well, Frank, you know, all the very, very best tomorrow night. Look, while I got you here, I also want to wish your wife, Tracy, good luck in race one at Dapto tonight. Winking Nick jumps from box number one and I see the son of Collision and Good Odds Angel is owned by the horse and dog conditioner, Gary Fraser from Hawkesbury.
Yeah, there's a tie-up here. We're all in together, you know. We're all mates and that, you know. He's firmed. He's already, you haven't let loose, have you? He's firmed already this morning from 290 to 215 or something.
I have had a little. One of my dogs won at Albion Park yesterday, so I did bet up a little bit, Frank. So from the rails alley tonight, from the Cherry, go you good thing, hey?
Oh, well, it's going all right, mate. You know, he's got a good chance. I wish you luck,
Frank. Mate, thanks. Safe trip to him, and safe trip down the Hume to Melbourne to Sandown. We'll be watching Good Odds Harada out of box eight in heat number four, which is the sixth on the card tomorrow night. Frank, go well and fly the flag for us.
I will, mate. We're doing our best. Everyone's good, you know, so a bit of luck and, you know, we could be right in the finish.
Good on you, Frank. Thanks very much for joining us.
No worries, Dave. Take it easy, mate. Thank you.
You too. Thanks. There's Frank Hurst there, Sean.
All right, Dave, now tell us, Slingshot Hammer, clear favourite for the tonight's feature, Dapto?
Yeah, the GRNSW Middle Distance Championship Final. It is race eight on the card. The Slingshot at the moment, $2.90 favourite with TAB fixed odds for Robbie Camilleri up from Victoria. Look, it's pretty tight behind the Slingshot. You've got Zipping Potter for Jason Magri at $4.60 from box six. Rockstar Prince for Andrea Daly, $4.80 from box two. Good luck to Chrissy Nutt and Sean Evans, along with the kennel mate, Rockstar Melody from box one, $5 at the moment. And Sorry Scott for Adam and Andrew Crouch out of the eight box is also a $5 chance. Sean, the final is race number eight on the card tonight, and it jumps at 9:49.
All right, now Casino is gearing up for its Cup Carnival.
Yes, Sean, three heats of the Casino Cup will be contested tomorrow afternoon, and Evelyn Harris has five dogs lighting up, including the evergreen Cosmic Bonus. The white dog just keeps going round and is in form still. Terry Jordan has Fernando Blaster engaged. Brett Hazelgrove is bringing Quara's Flick. And Tony Brett is another Queenslander heading to Casino. Tony has Charming Chaos and Sustain the Rage in respective heats. And I want to wish everyone good luck, Coz, especially the locals. I mean, all around the casino area, as in many, many parts of New South Wales, they've suffered that devastating bushfire damage.
All right, now over the border, Cindy's Magics produced a win at Albion Park with the first starter.
Oh, yeah, Queensland's darling, Cindy. It was fantastic to see yesterday, Sean, with Limited Edition, who's by Fernando Bale from Cindy's Magic, giving her one from one as a mum. Now, Limited Edition ran really slick time over the 395 metres, clocking 22.66. And she is trained by Travis Elson, who's the son of Bill and Cindy Elson, who prepared Cindy's Magic. So that was a wonderful victory. And I just mentioned it to Frank Hurst just quickly, Sean, as a footnote there. My speedy little chaser, Jazz Button, took out race five at Albion Park yesterday, leading most of the way in a nice time, 22.80. And Squirt, as we call her, has now won 2 of 8 with 3 seconds. And a big well done to trainer Brian Baker and a couple of my mates who were in the dog with us. It made the end of the afternoon enjoyable, Sean, and did motivate me to leave my house and turn up to a function which is known as happy hour.
Good on you, Dave. Now, you got a few tips for us?
Well, let's hope so, Sean. As we've been hearing on Sky Sports Radio this morning, Goulburn has already commenced, and Goulburn is one of 3 meetings in New South Wales today. Now, the best bet comes from the Ronnie Marsden kennel. Great bloke, Ronnie. Race 9, number 1, Hardaway Harada. Number 1 in the 9th. And the value bet at Goulburn today also draws box 1. Comes up in race 5, Sizzling Blue. Race 5, number 1. We move to Maitland, and if you haven't heard, Maitland, because of the heat today, won't race until this evening, not an afternoon meeting at Maitland. The first race is at 6:34, and the best bet there comes up in race 9, number 7, Lily Banner, 9-7. The value bet at Maitland, race 2, number 6, Angry Monsoon, 2-6. Dapto kicks off at 7:10 tonight. Great meeting there. The best bet on the card comes up in race 9. It's number 5, Salute to Excel, 9-5. And the value bet at the famous Dapto Dogs, race 7, number 1, Quip Allen, 7-1. And Sean, that's it for another Going Greyhounds.